I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1034, Honorable Liars. Never, ever, ever tell a lie. Lying is always a sin and must not be done no matter what. Do you believe that? I won't ask you if you've ever lied because you have. According to a 2002 study conducted by the University of Massachusetts, 60% of adults couldn't hold a 10-minute conversation without lying at least once. I won't even ask you if you can think of a good reason to lie, but I will ask you if you think it's possible to be an honorable liar. This podcast is called T2G, which means that we're supposed to love God and love others. Those are the two greatest commandments. And the God that we love is a God of truth. So how do we live that out? The ninth commandment seems to give a blanket statement about lying. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Proverbs 12 is pretty blunt. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. Okay, but what do we do about the honorable liars in the Bible? In the book Moments with God, the authors wrote, in Exodus we read about midwives defying Pharaoh's order to kill Israelite boys, and later they lied about it. They were said to have feared God, and they were rewarded with their families. In Joshua, when guards come to capture the Israelite spies, Rahab claims that they've already escaped when they're really hiding on a roof. The Bible, far from denouncing her lie, honors her in Hebrews 11:29. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. And in 1 Samuel, David flees from King Saul, and before leaving the country, he makes one last stop at the tabernacle. He lies and tells the priest that he's on a secret mission for the king. He says this so the priest could have an alibi for Saul when he comes. Okay, so they've got a good point. In these cases, lying seemed to have took place to save someone else's life who is in danger. So then, is it okay to lie? Asking that question is kind of like, how close can I get to sin without really sinning? Just give me the letter of the law. Matt Imbaugh, writing for Bible Study Magazine, put it this way. God uses rules to reveal his heart so we can better submit to him. Don't spend so much time trying to figure out the rules that you miss hearing his voice. And God Questions lands the plane for us. In an evil world and in a desperate situation, it might be the right thing to commit a lesser evil, lying, in order to prevent a much greater evil. However, it must be noted that such instances are extremely rare. It is highly likely that the vast majority of people in human history have never faced a situation in which lying was the right thing to do. Here's the great question. Have you ever lied and still feel good about it? Why? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Lord, I thank you because you're always true to your word. You love those who speak the truth always. I want to be truthful always. I want people to confide in me, also bring glory to your name. So give me the power to speak the truth in all circumstances and to stand by it. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1035. And in the meantime, I understand how we might be tempted to lie with the best of intentions. We lie to spare people's feelings. Your meal was so yummy, and what we really mean is your meal was so yucky. We lie to avoid reality. I mean, if we lie about something long enough, we might start to believe it and then feel better. But Jesus is the truth, and the devil is the father of lies. So who are we going to be like? Betsy St. Amant Haddix wrote, omitting truth out of fear to spare feelings or to avoid conflict will never make the problem go away. It typically just conceals it while the problem grows even bigger. It might feel more ethical to you to lie indirectly by omission rather than lie directly, but the person on the receiving end isn't feeling any better or less hurt by it. The result is still destructive and will always include a hefty price tag, the loss of trust. It's just not worth it. Podcast family, let's be people who speak the truth in love and avoid trying to just see ourselves as honorable liars.